This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Give us 2 hours of sleep and we'll give you the world. Now, live from MouseFest 2006 and the Atlantic Ballroom at the Walt Disney World Dolphin Resort, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Saturday, December 9th, 2006, and this is Walt Disney World Today. I'm Matt Hochberg from MGMStudios.org. On my left, live from MouseFest, is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
Outstanding. And we have, in the middle of the floor somewhere, Mike Scopa of MousePlanet.com. Welcome, Mike.
Stella!
Where's that from?
He's a Washington.
Where's that from, lovely boy?
We have to make
a streetcar named Desire. Where's that from, Matt? We need to tell everybody where it's from.
Where's Stella?
Stella!
It is from a streetcar named Desire.
I know that, but...
What is it Disney related?
What's a Disney relation? Streetcar named Desire?
Stella...
Mr. MGMStudios.org, you don't know. Oh, Muppets?
Muppet?
The Great Movie Ride.
Oh.
What?
Ooh.
I was close.
From the finale movie.
All right.
That was close enough.
Congratulations, Matt and Marissa, by the way.
Yeah,
make the announcement, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a new Disney's Widow show pretty soon.
I got engaged over the weekend.
He's no longer available, girls.
No longer available, girls. We just lost half the listeners.
We're live from MouseFest 2006 over here. We've been having a great time going to all the different meets and what have you. We're going to go right to Mike Scopa, who's got someone to talk to right now. Mike?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm standing here with a hero of mine, Ray Shopton. He's one of the most amazing gentlemen I've ever met in my entire life. Everybody loves him. The other night I had the honor of watching the Very Merry Christmas Parade with Ray, and Santa Claus came by, and Santa Claus looked at Ray with his beautiful smile, his shining eyes, his beautiful Santa hat and his beautiful beard, and he said, "Oh my God, I think I'm looking in a mirror." Ray, how's it going, buddy?
That's a wonderful magic moment for me. That was wonderful that he came down and looked down at me and said that. I was waving at him, and you're exactly right. That's exactly what he said. Walt Disney World Today, I tell you. Have you been interviewing a lot of people today?
You are like my first.
First? Well, thank you very much, Mike. I've had a wonderful time here. It's just been outstanding. Go ahead. I can't think of a better time to come to Disney than with all these Disney folks that love Disney.
You've been to at least three of the MouseFest that I know.
At least three. The first one I was a greeter all day. And now it takes me 2.5 hours just to see everybody here, all the authors, all the podcasters like yourself, and, to meet great people like you.
Too kind. You're my hero, Ray.
Because Mike is my hero.
Yeah, I'm paying him big money for that. Ray, you and I have been on several meets. One of the best things about coming down here during MouseFest is that you get to see and have fun with your friends. Tell us, two of your favorite meets that you've been on while you've been down here.
Oh, my goodness. I just came off the MouseFest cruise, and now I'm down here with the land. One of the favorite moments was last night when Santa Claus waved down, at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Club. But there's so many great meets. The first one that comes to mind was last night. I was at Wishes Cruise with a bunch of MouseFesters. I've never been on a Wishes Cruise. It was freezing, but we were out there in front of the castle, and they did the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parade fireworks, which were different from the regular Wishes Parade with all the holiday music. And that's the place to see it. It's out in the middle of the lake in front of Magic Kingdom. It just looks huge and beautiful. It was a clear day, the stars were out, it was chilly, but they gave us blankets and they had the music on the boat, and it was wonderful.
Hey Ray, it's always been a pleasure to meet you. You're my hero, and you're one of the greatest guys I've ever met.
Mike, you're not going to get away with that. You are my hero. You are my hero, and I've enjoyed meeting you every year.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the annual meeting of the Ray Shopton and Mike Scopa Mutual Admiration Society.
And have you seen Miss Diva? I've been looking for Miss Diva.
I'm going to be looking for Miss Diva, and if I interview her, it's going to be a first.
She has a pink boa, and we were doing the cancer walk on the Disney Wonder Cruise for MouseFest, and she's a doll. I mean, she is hot, hot, hot. I've been looking all over for her. If you see her, you let me know.
I will. Thanks, Ray. Have a good time. Bye-bye. Thanks. Was Ray Shopton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Mike. Part of MouseFest is going to a lot of the events, and we've had some definitely dedicated listeners coming to some of the events that we We had my Star Tours meet, and we had the Podfest afterwards. Now, some listeners come who come to the meets, and they're real dedicated fans, the ones that camp out in front of Best Buy at 2 a.m. These are our equivalent. They come by. They come early. They stay through the event, and then they stay afterwards. And actually, I met these two, Josh and Sarah, back in Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party. I'm getting my parties mixed up here. And they called into the show before, and they came to these events. Now they're with us again at the Mega Mouse Meet. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And Sarah, your girlfriend.
Hi.
And how are you guys enjoying Mouse Fest so far?
It's okay. It's a little smaller than I thought.
A little what?
It's a little smaller than I thought.
Right.
But I like it. It's more personal being a little smaller. There's not too many people around, so you can go around and meet everyone.
Right.
And, yeah, it's cool.
Right. How are you liking
it's
so far?
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
What's been your favorite meet so far?
I'd have to go with the Star Tours meet.
There you
that
go.
Was definitely my favorite.
So now we know why he's
I've
on the show.
I've always wanted to fill a Star Speeder with all of my friends.
I don't know if I saw Josh and Sarah at the Dole Whip meet.
Now, you definitely blew them off again, Scopa.
They were there.
They were there? You know, there was you, Josh and Sarah, and then there was, Chris and Danielle over there who also stopped. But, you know, there's some people who just camp. It's always fun to meet our listeners and be able to, you know, to see them. And, we can say with certainty that, you know, we definitely have a connection. It's more than just, you know, people stop by and say, hi, how are you, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I know that Josh and Sarah have talked. I've talked to them for a while. Newell's talked to them. You know, Len, you finally actually met, finally.
Yeah.
It's really great for you guys to come down. So thanks for coming down to the,
yeah, no
to the thing.
Wait, did they do the part of the show where they said how much they loved you and why?
Yeah, they did that already.
Okay, great. Just checking.
And great. And behind them is Chris and Danielle, right? Chris and Danielle, we were talking about listeners who go above and beyond the Call of Duty and hang out at all the meets, no matter how boring they are, especially the ones at MGM. And you guys came to the Star Tours meet and the Podfest yesterday.
Star Tours meet was really fun, so.
There you go. Excellent. Correct answer. And you guys are here again at the Mega Mouse meet. How are you enjoying Mouse Fest in general?
We are enjoying Mouse Fest. We did the Star Tours meet yesterday. We did the Osborne Lights as well.
Yeah.
It was our first time seeing the Osborne Lights.
That was really cool.
And we kind of like the element of the heavy metal Christmas music to the lights, and we enjoyed that. And Mouse Fest is great. And we're excited that Wonders of Life Pavilion was open.
Yeah. I know. I was trying to get to it last night during Extra Magic Hours, but it was just so cold.
We went to Body Wars, but we also went to Cranium Command. Which
I can't
really
wait to do that.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Cranium Command is classic.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And we're going to go to Mike Scopa right now, who's got someone else in the field. Mike?
I'm with Shirley and Janine, and we're trying to interview as many guests as possible. Janine, is this your first Mouse Fest?
Yes, this is our first Mouse Fest.
What do you think about it?
Oh, it's been so much fun. There's so many events. It's been difficult to get to all of them, but they've been a lot of fun.
Which one is your favorite so far?
Gosh, well, we had an Illuminations dessert party last night, which was a lot of fun. We have never been here at holiday time before, so that was our first time seeing the holiday Illuminations, and that was just great.
So it sounds like you are an MEI travel client. Very, very, very good travel agency. What do you think of this mega meet?
It's nice. It's so much stuff that you almost go into sensory overload trying to get to all the tables. But it's so much fun to see all the people that are you've been listening to on the podcast or you've been reading their books and everything. So really a great event. We've enjoyed it.
The original objective of Deb Wills to put together Mouse Fest was to meet the people who read the books. We wanted everyone who we talk to, everyone who we write things about or whatever. I'm not saying it right. What we wanted to do is we wanted to be able to meet you guys as well as we wanted to hear from you and make sure that we were doing the right thing, trying to provide all the information, doing what we think is going to help you in your vacations down here. And the most important thing during Mouse Fest is to bring just give back to the community. And we're more I think sometimes we're more excited to see you guys than you guys are excited to see us. So we really appreciate you guys coming down. Oh, let me ask you, do you ever listen to the podcast?
Why, yes, I do.
And do you have a favorite episode?
Well, I really enjoyed the one where the wives came on. I thought that was incredibly hysterical. We still talk about Spooky Mahoo's Jail now and again.
My wife seems to think that that's the best episode, too. And I think we're going to have to do it over again because Matt's probably going to be getting married pretty soon. He just got engaged. And so now we're going to have to do a Disney Widows version 2.0 episode. And we're going to have to find someone to interview all the wives because now Matt is ineligible to interview the wives. Well, Janine, thank you for spending time with us. And we'd love to hear from you when we have a live show. And if there's anything that you think we need to talk about on the podcast, please let us know.
Well, thank you so much, and I keep doing the podcast. We love listening to it.
I have one more important question. Where are you staying?
We're at the Port Orleans French Quarter.
Oh. All right. All right, move along, lady.
Staying at Scopa Towers, but they sold out.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Likely excuse.
Bye, Shirley. It is just amazing how many people are here, and I'm going to grab someone right off the bat, and there's a little fellow right here. Hey, little guy. What's your name?
Zach.
Zach, what's your last name?
Tuma.
Zach, is this your first MouseFest?
No, this is my second.
So, where are you from?
Janesville, Wisconsin.
Whoa, that's a long way. Do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah.
Do you listen to WDW Today?
Yes.
What do you like about the podcast?
I like that it gives information.
Like what kind of information?
Like what kind of stuff is going on at Disney World.
Do we ever make you laugh?
Yeah.
So tell me, who's your favorite WDW Today personality?
Huh?
Who's your favorite person on WDW Today?
Both mics.
Oh, both mics. We have a politician here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's my buddy.
Zach, have a good time, and thank you for coming by. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, I'm here with a lovely lady. Nancy, I don't know your last name.
Rosenberg.
Nancy Rosenberg, who is the winner of a night at Scopa Towers and a Scopa Towers sweatshirt. Nancy, are you just excited?
I am so excited, Mike. You can't imagine how excited I am.
Now, how often do you come to Walt Disney World?
Oh, at least once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks. So where do you live?
We live in Leesburg, Florida.
Leesburg, Florida. How far is that from Walt Disney World?
It's 45 minutes gate to gate from where we live to the parking lots here.
Whoa. So let me ask you, have you ever stayed on the property?
The only time I ever stayed on property, just once. One night.
Yeah? Where'd you stay?
Wilderness Lodge.
Did you like it?
We did. It's where our friends were staying that we were meeting up with, and that's why we picked there.
But you know, Wilderness Lodge is not Scopa Towers, so you're going to have the time of your life. And, you know, if you're lucky, we'll see if we can get you in the presidential suite.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. When they build it, you know, but I don't know when they're going to build it. Well, I want to congratulate you, lovely lady Nancy Rosenberg, who is the winner of a night at Scopa Towers and a Scopa Towers sweatshirt. Have fun that night, Nancy.
Thank you, Mike. I'm sure we will.
Bye-bye now.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. Take care. Bye-bye. I'm going to bring on a buddy of ours, Bud Dixon's from, where are you from?
Latham, New York.
Latham, New York. I won't go into a Yankees Mets thing, but is this your first MouseFest?
Yes, it is. It's my first MouseFest. We actually extended our trip for MouseFest, so that was it was good. It's a great time. It really is.
Is this what you expected to see? Did it meet your expectations? Did it far exceed your expectations?
You know, I didn't know what to expect. This is phenomenal, though. This is, you know, I went to PodFest yesterday. That was fun. You know, and you could never tell what they look like from their voice, obviously. You know, that was a big thing. You know, it's just great. You know, I hear you guys all the time, so I just wanted to come down and meet you, and you know, do the mouse. You know.
Give me one or two special moments that you're going to remember from MouseFest? Something that, you know, stands out in your mind. Something really, you know, good, obviously.
Right, something good.
None of the bad stuff. Like not your room bill or whatever. Like.
Right. Just the friendly people. It was great. No one left you intimidated. You know, it was easy to come in, meet a lot of people, Len and you guys. And PodFest was great. There was like 19 different podcasters there, so that was fantastic. I'm going to the LAN tonight to see with the podcast network, and that should be good. You know.
You make a good point. Everybody, there are a lot of people who are afraid to go up to someone and say, oh, my God, there's Deb Wills, or there's Dave Marks, or there's Mike Newell, or there's Matt Hochberg, or Len Tester, or Lou Mangiello, but they're all regular people, and the reason for MouseFest is to meet people like you, because, you know, everyone, all of us think of you guys as our heroes, because we do the things we do because we're like you. We want to spread whatever information we have, and we want to help you guys. And what happens is that you guys help us. You say, hey, can you give us some information on this? Or you could find something out, and you end up actually helping out so many other people. And I don't think our listeners realize that. Do you ever think about it that way?
You know, you're right. I didn't even think about that. But it's we're just getting in touch with people that like Mickey Mouse. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, it's just great. I love it down here. First time we were down here was 2000. You know, I brought the kids down the first time, and then we got hooked. We're down like 10 times since.
Are you ready for the question? You ready?
I'm ready for the question.
Where are you staying?
Oh, Scopa Towers, of course.
Are you really?
No.
So where really are you?
We stay at the Beach Club, the Villas, DVC members. Now we're staying over at Oki West tonight. So,
have you gone to what have been your favorite MouseFest meets so far?
PodFest was the favorite so far.
It was pretty big. There were a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people there. You know, I thought the Batwack Express was someplace else, so I went to the wrong place. Well, other than that, and this was fantastic. The Mega Mouse meet was phenomenal.
Let me talk to Mallory. Oh, Mallory's giving me the look. The look. Did you ever hear about the? Did you know about the look? The look is like, what are you doing to me? Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
How old are you?
13.
I didn't think it was possible to be this pretty in 13 years. So this is your first MouseFest. How? Let me ask you. Did you go to any of the meets?
This one.
Besides this one?
The last one.
The last one. What's your favorite attraction down here?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Have you been on Expedition Everest?
No.
No, you shook it. Are you going to go on Expedition Everest?
What?
Are you going to go on Expedition Everest?
No.
Why?
I don't like going backwards.
Oh. I'm gonna bring your dad in. Bud, have you gone on Expedition Everest?
No, I haven't. I'm a chicken.
I went on it yesterday.
Yeah.
I held out. I had a friend of mine who wanted to go, and I said, well, I won't go on until you're ready. So we went on, and Mallory, you're right. It's for those of you out there who have never ridden on Expedition Everest, it's a different kind of sensation because you're going clockwise backwards real fast. There's a wicked torque that pulls on you. But after that, it's just a regular roller coaster, so you never know. You looking forward to coming next year, Mallory?
Yeah.
Good. All right, I'm gonna let you guys go. There's a lot of people here, and I'm sure you want to get going. Pardon me, bud.
She's a lady of few words.
She's a lady of a few words. One more question for you, bud. You've seen MouseFest. You've seen the Mega Mouse Meet. Did your experience make you think about coming back next year?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm not even sure the dates. What are they? The 2nd through the 10th or something?
I'm not sure exactly, but it's first or second week in December.
I took the first week in December off already, so hopefully it's that week and we'll be back.
All right, so we hope to see you next week. Next week. We hope to see you next year, and maybe I can interview you next year.
Sure, absolutely.
Thanks, bud. Thanks. All right, I'm gonna. Do you have something?
Yeah, we got something over here, Mike.
All right.
So just find a random person in the street who kind of looks like my wife, and let's figure out who the best looking of us is.
nice line. You know, we're you know, it's funny how fast it goes by, but we have a very sexy visitor over here. She looks probably available. Mike, is she available? I think it's a leather tube top. Is that what it is?
Oh, God.
Is that what she's wearing, Mike?
Well, we're supposed to announce this next month that we're going to have a new line of clothing. Testa tube tops. But actually, I have a special guest.
So you just have a random person that you've pulled from the crowd,
right? A random person, yeah.
And the question is, which of us is the best looking, right? Okay, all right. Okay, go ahead.
This is Christina Testa. No, this is Matt's.
Matt.
This is Len's lovely wife, Dawn. Hi, Dawn. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and I think I feel really good because you're not listening to what Len is saying on the headphones. And look at him look. So
you'll tell me what he's saying, though.
I will tell you. So you've been down here for 3 Mouse Fests?
Dawn, I like the tube top.
This is my second.
Oh, this is your second one. That's right. You were here last year.
No, two years ago.
Oh, I remember. Two years ago. That's right. We saw you in the Magic Kingdom. So you could probably pass judgment as to how much it's changed in the last 2 years.
It has grown. It's a lot bigger. The room's bigger. There's more people. It's much, much bigger.
Much bigger. What about...
which one of us is the best looking?
Len wants to know... Are you asking me?
No, I know your answer is me. I just want to make sure.
Len wants to know, between you and Len, which of the two of you is the
best? The question is, which of the podcasters is best looking?
Oh, which of the podcasters is the best looking?
I don't know. It is so hard to choose. I don't know. Mike Scopa, he's got his arm around me. I might have to go with him.
Well, enjoy that drive back.
He said enjoy the drive back.
You'll give me a ride?
She can ride with me.
There you go.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
You know what's developed over here, guys? If you've noticed, there's a little WDW Today crowd.
I know, isn't that funny?
Because it started out just with, you know, Dawn and Fred and Darcy, who are all venerable researchers for the Unofficial Guide.
That's right.
And now it's kind of expanded a little bit to WDW Today listeners. Now, Len, you've been staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge this weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been pretty crowded, actually. We got one of the last rooms... available. Actually, been a decent rate. It's like $180 a night. It's not bad, but it's the one thing we noticed that they I think some of the rooms they've upgraded the lighting, but in other rooms they've not.
Yeah, it's very dark.
It's kind of dark.
Yeah, and small. I can't believe I was telling you before.
Your room is small, you said.
Yeah, my room is small. I mean, the actual you know, if you're just talking about the bedroom area, you know, that little
the boudoir.
Right. I mean, it's for a deluxe resort. It's really on the small side.
Yeah, it's more like an upscale moderate than an actual deluxe.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it. Mike Scope, I believe he's waving at us like furiously.
I'm here with Fred Block, organizer of the very, very popular Diz Meets, and now it's called Magic Meets. Fred, this is your first Mouse Fest. What do you think?
Wow, when I thought I had seen it all, and obviously I haven't, and this is quite an event. So many people, so many things to do. I gotta tell you, my feet are killing me. I'm beat.
And we've only been doing this for about 45 minutes now, maybe an hour.
I'm talking about the 3 or 4 days. You know, it is so unbelievable. There's so many people. It's a lot of fun. You know, bouncing around through all the different parks and. I actually got to do one thing I've never done, and that's actually solo a park. So, you know, it's amazing how much more you get to see when, you know, you get to take your time. And I love my family and my girls, but, you know, wow, I felt like a real kid at heart this trip.
Fred, we got to tell this story. Fred and I were on a meet yesterday for Kilimanjaro Safaris, and we saw something that it was amazing. And I want Fred's a great storyteller. I want him to tell the story. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, we had quite a rowdy bunch on this bus, and it was a lot of fun. And we're going through the alligator area, and, you know, all of a sudden I'm trying to reach around. I see this alligator on his nice, slow crawl coming out of the water. And right, literally, 12 inches from his mouth was this bird, who just kind of like kept looking at him, and then would jump a few inches away, and the crocodile would keep on coming and real slow. we all thought we were going to get to see the dark side of the Disney. And we thought that bird was really going to be, you know, lunch meat, but never happened. So at least I didn't get it on film. And, of course, the bus driver, realizing the situation, slammed on the gas and got us out of there real fast.
Now, if Testa was on that vehicle with us, what he would have done is he would have pulled out a knife. He would have punctured the tires just to make sure that the driver wouldn't have been able to drive off. But, Fred, what I want to get to is the Magic Meets for 2007. Can you give us a little abstract as to what's going on with the Magic Meet?
Well, it's a big party, and I'm known to throw quite a good party. And basically, everybody gets together for a day. You know, we do it all in one day. You know, you don't have to worry about jumping around from place to place, other than maybe some breakout sessions where we have authors and speakers that are doing 30-minute presentations that you can choose from throughout the day. We have a huge buffet. You get to sit at a table. The event's about 7 hours long, and I have a really good time with it. And, you know, I can't believe, you know, this year we had 350 people, and we turned away over 100 people, and that's from people who contacted me. So I don't know how many more. I found a new venue, you know, July 14th, 2007. We're moving to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel. And we have 15,000 square feet of ballroom space just for the main ballroom. Breakout sessions will allow for twice as many people as last year's. You know, so I think I'm ready to take it to the next level. I'm looking at maybe 500 people for 2007, and I think everybody's gonna have fun. I'm hoping that you guys will be coming back for another tour as veterans of this year's event. Can I get you on that right now?
Oh, I'm being recorded. So I would say that it would be a pleasure and an honor to be at your Magic Meets. I know that I had a great time, and Fred is one of those special people who, when you get to spend the first 5 minutes with him, it's like he's a nobody. And he's a very highly regarded person. He ran a wonderful meet, and I can tell you that if I had to write a book on how to put together a one-day meet, I mean, I would go to Fred and say, tell me your model, because I think his model should be copied. It was just amazing. I don't believe we had any snafus. And the main thing, the thing that impressed me the most, Fred, was that you got to enjoy that day. That was the thing that I was looking for. I wanted you to enjoy it, because you put so much of your heart into it, your heart and soul into it, and it worked. We all love you for what you did, and I appreciate it, because I had a wonderful time.
You know, Mike, I said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, I am a guy that puts together a vision, and I try to coordinate it and get it to do what it needs to do. But my volunteers are the key to my success. My guests all stand behind the vision and what we do, and that's why we get people keep coming back year after year, and it all comes back to everybody that helps. And I thank my volunteers the most for everything that, you know, for my success and the event's success from year to year.
It all comes back, but it all starts at the top, and you're at the top. So thank you, my friend, and we'll see you at the Magic Meets.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
That was Fred Block, of course, of called Magical Meets. And, you know, we have over here sitting right next to me, we have Josh and, of course, Sarah. It's like a combo. You can't say one without the other, right? How are you doing, Josh?
I'm outstanding.
Excellent. You're off the show, dude. That's copyrighted, you know. Oh. It's part of the rules. So you guys, like, you skipped the final to come here?
No, I didn't skip it. I settled with a B.
Settled with a B. That's what I like to hear. Disney nerdom is more important.
Oh yeah.
Great. And did you have anyone you still want to say hi to on the air?
I just wanted to give a shout out to my boys in Lake Claire, Building 66.
They listen to the show?
No. They will now.
They will now. Exactly. You got to let them know. Well, it's great to see you guys and Sarah, who's afraid to sit down behind the table. She's still ahead of the table. We brought Josh behind and Sarah's sitting out in front because she's scared. But she takes the pictures of us, right?
She does.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, again for coming by. And we're going to Mike Scopa right now. Mike?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Moynihan. Kelly, what do you think of this year's House Fest?
Hey, this is absolutely awesome. It just gets better and better every year, just like my wife.
Is your lovely wife here?
She is. That's She's right. the I one can... surrounded by men over there.
With the aura around her. Very, very good. Hey, what's coming up with Intrepid Travel? Anything new coming down the pipe?
Absolutely. We're doing a lot of fascinating things this year. The one we're most excited about is Spinning Disney's World, which is an autobiography by Charles Ridgway, who is a Disney legend. And it's about his 50 years plus experience with the Disney Empire. He was a press agent from Disney. He covered the opening of Disneyland as a newspaper reporter in 1955, and some years later signed on to be a publicist. And he worked for the Disney organization for 40 years, opening a Walt Disney World Resort here, Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Hong Kong, and consulting on a lot of other Disney projects around the world. He's obviously a guy with a lot of terrific stories to tell, and he tells them in Spinning Disney's World. It's our first hardback book. It's coming out in March, but we're offering here at MouseFest a special for advanced copies autographed by Charlie. And you probably can find them, I'm not sure about this, but I'll make sure you can find out something about this on our website, theotherorlando.com. And there are other things, too. We're bringing out a third edition of Steve Barrett's Hidden Mickeys, which is our all-time bestseller. It's done phenomenally well for us. And Steve's bringing out a new book of a guide to Hidden Mickeys at Disneyland in Anaheim. So that they're coming out the same month in April, I believe it is. And we have a number of other non-Disney titles that we're bringing out this year. One is called The Family Sabbatical Handbook for people who want to take their family and live overseas for an extended period of time.
Wow.
And a book called Here Be Yaks, which is about a woman's travels in far western Tibet on a religious pilgrimage to the sacred mountain, Mount Kailash.
Wow.
A lot of different things.
This is great. That's Intrepid Travel, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Monahan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Well, thanks to Mike Sopa for yet another interview. And he's got, I believe, it's Deb Wills. I'm trying to be a little dramatic over here. And Mike, why don't we, first of all, ask Deb. I need you to ask Deb a question before you go into your interview.
All right.
Can you ask, hold on, ask Deb.
Ask Deb.
How Marissa is doing over there.
She's doing fine. She's doing fine. Wait, Matt wants to know how Marissa is doing over here.
I think she is doing awesome. She's doing good, Matt.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay. Right now, I'm probably the luckiest guy in the room. I'm with the hottest woman in the room right now, Deb Wills. She's hot because everybody wants a piece of her right now. Deb, honey, how's it going?
It's just incredible, Mike. And I'm probably the luckiest woman in the world because I'm getting to stand here with you for a few minutes. Just been an incredible Mega Mouse meet. I think the best yet. I have no idea the numbers, but people are just smiling and walking around having a great time.
There's nothing better than seeing people happy and smiling. And it's tough for me sometimes to compose myself because I love to see people smiling and happy. And I sometimes feel like we're all part of what's making them smile. As far as MouseFest goes, we've come a long way. Any ideas as to a vision as to what's going to happen over the next several years? Any type of vision that you have or something that you'd like to see that you can share with us?
Well, ideally what I'd love to see is all these people on a Disney cruise ship. I would love for us to take and charter the Disney Wonder for four nights and have it filled with Disney fans in this environment. One of the nice things about the cruise is you're not spread over 47 or 46 square miles. You're all in a fairly self-contained area, and you get to know people better. You get to actually have time to sit with everyone. I love meeting everyone and all our readers, but sometimes it's just a handshake, a smile, and a photo, and I really wish I had more time to spend getting to know folks.
I tell you, this is a great lady. If you had to convince a friend to get to try a cruise for the very first time, what would you use as your first two arguments to try to get that person to try a cruise?
I would tell the person that I won a cruise in the late 90s and I refused it because I thought I would hate cruising. And then in the early 2000s, I had almost a free cruise provided to me, and I really did not want to go. But I went, and I tell folks I went kicking and screaming. It was a three-night Disney Magic cruise before the Wonder was sailing. And I cried because I did not want to get off the boat. If you think the Disney Magic on land is something, you should see the Disney Magic at sea. It's a whole different experience, but the magic is all there. The crew members, cast members are just awesome. There is so much to do, or if all you want to do is sit in a lounge chair and read, you can do that too. And I've now been on 16 cruises. So from the person who went kicking and screaming about 7 years ago, I'll tell you, you have to give it a try.
Sounds like a pretty good argument to me. Before I let you go, because you're so busy and everyone's like, there's about a million people waiting to get their picture taken with Deb. What is your most memorable moment from MouseFest 2006 so far?
I hate to go back to the cruise again, but I was thinking about a group of 10 of us went parasailing at Disney's Castaway Cay. And it was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life. Most of the folks had never parasailed before. And I actually had one of them, Richard Mercer, came over to me a little while ago, told me it was his most memorable moment of his entire trip to Disney and the Disney Cruise Line. And that's just wonderful that we can have that kind of magic and share together. On land, my most memorable would have to be here, the Mega Mouse Meet. It's just been amazing looking around and seeing everyone, and it's just a great afternoon.
I think it's going to be a great afternoon. It's been a great Mouse Fest, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When I see people smiling, it's because Mouse Fest is the heart of Deb Wills. Thank you, Deb. I love you, honey.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Byron Hall from Huntsville, Alabama. How's it going? Byron, this is your first Mouse Fest, right?
Yeah, first Mouse Fest. A little nutty at the moment. There's a couple people here. But it's definitely more than exceeded all expectations.
Really? I know we've spent a little time together at Mouse Fest. What has been your favorite Mouse Fest moment or time, a meet or anything? If you could just say... I know it's hard because there are so many, but if there's something that sticks out in your mind, could you share it with our audience?
Meeting Len.
Besides meeting Len.
Besides meeting Len, it
was. Well, I mean, you know, actually, I go back to the first thing, the meet at Trails End, the first, you know.
You mean the one that I hosted? Yeah, yeah.
You know, being able to sit in the, you know, talk to you guys and get to know Mike Newell and... kind of formed a friendship in the process, and
we had a math lesson too.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a math lesson. We're probably in there twice as long as we should have been, just trying to figure out how much everybody owes. But it's been a crazy process, crazy few days. I actually got to sleep at about 11:15 last night.
Wow.
Yeah, my body was telling me I need to go to sleep. So
so it's true what we say about sleep here at Mouse Fest. It's sleep deprivation.
Well, last night was 3 hours before I got to sleep the night before.
His lovely wife, Melanie, is here. Hi, Melanie. How are you?
I'm good. Doing well.
You came in yesterday, 2 days ago?
Friday, yes.
So, and I know this is your first Mouse Fest, so what do you think? What has Byron been telling you, and what do you think about Mouse Fest? Look, she's got a beautiful smile, Byron, huh?
Well, this is pretty neat. This is, you know, definitely Byron's thing, and I kind of came along for the ride. We'll jump at any chance to come to Disney, and it's amazing. Really is amazing. It's a lot of fun.
You think we got her hooked, Byron? What do you think?
Well, the good thing was that she was already nibbling at the hook, so she's pretty much, it's sunk in. She's hooked.
It's very simple. If he's happy, you're happy, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. That was Byron and Melanie Hall from Huntsville, Alabama. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Disney Podcast Network, talking to the lovely Jeff. How's it going?
Hey, how are you, Mike?
First Mouse Fest, what do you think?
This is amazing. I never expected this. I've never been to one, and I certainly have never taken a place officially. So it's been overwhelming, but a lot of fun. The one thing that's getting me is the sleep deprivation's a little tough.
You know, we talk about sleep deprivation, but you really don't believe it until you live it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much going on that you have to get to. And, there, you know, the parks are there. But, you know, 3 hours of sleep and you're getting out. You're walking 15, 20 miles a day. And then, you know, meet with so many people. Just really no time to sleep for the whole week. It's amazing. So, yeah. But this is impressive. And it's such a great turnout. I mean, I just never imagined this would be happening. You know, this Disney Podcast Network's only been really going strong since April. And
really? Wow.
And we've been growing. We have over 50 people RSVP'd for our meet, and I'm bowled over. I really am. I never thought it would be like this, so it's exciting. I love you all show, WWDA. I listen every chance I can. I love it.
Have we been able to make you drive off the road yet?
Say that again?
Have we been able to make you drive off the road yet?
Not yet. I was actually, the funniest bit about Narcusi's, I was picking up my bag coming back from Disney Park, and I started laughing at the baggage claim belt. And someone was looking at me, and I almost dropped my bag because I was trying to reach it and get it off the baggage claim, and I started laughing, and my hand slipped. So, yeah, that was the best bit. And then, of course, Christina, I always laugh at that. And then when I'm trolling forums, after Christina's been on, I'll see the haters.
Oh, the haters, right.
Yeah. But I can't get enough of that stuff.
You guys got a great table. You got a huge bunch of people there and stuff. And
so nice to have all the guys together, all the podcasters together. A lot of these guys I haven't even met yet, so... I mean, it's just wonderful. This is just bringing everyone together, meeting you guys, everyone else, Lou, Nathan. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, you make a good point, Jeff. I think that a lot of people probably look at all the podcasts as being competitive, and we don't. We're like one big family. We all have our little niches that we do. Some people are focused on one area. Others are focused on other areas, and we're all big one happy family. We're all brothers and sisters, and we have a lot of respect for everybody. You know, I love the way you guys conduct yourselves, and... we support each other, and you know, I encourage everybody to listen to the Disney Podcast Network. All these guys are great. They're fun to be with. I've spent some time with them, and I was with them yesterday at the PodFest, and it's just great to meet you, Jeff.
Yeah, and that's the idea behind the Disney Podcast Network. We start getting so many new Disney podcasts as the media start growing, and you know, it was good to have a central point for the listeners and for the producers. You know, we can all cross-promote and help each other out. And we all have, like you said, our own little niche, and we have something to offer for everybody. And then working together, it's great. And the podcast community has really welcomed, I think, everyone with open arms. A lot of the guys that we have a professional radio broadcaster, Mark, who's been, he's been doing radio for years all his life. And we have people that come by that are talking about getting into podcasting, and he's the first one to jump in and give them professional advice on how to start broadcasting, how to get their stuff out there, how to improve. How to come up with format. I mean, it's wonderful how much, you know, these people are willing to help everyone out, you know. So it's like a group effort. It's wonderful.
Hey, let me ask you a question. When you started doing podcasting, did you have any fears or concerns about starting this venture?
You know, I didn't even think about that after I got about 5 or 10 shows out, and especially after I created the Disney Podcast Network. I was like, wow, this is a commitment. That's the one thing that really hit me hard. It was like, you know, I started this. I have to keep doing this, especially with the Disney Podcast Network, because, you know, the Meandering Mouse, my podcast, represents that. I can't drop off the face of the earth because I got these guys in on it with me. So it's a big commitment I didn't expect to make, and I just involuntarily made it, you know. So that's the one thing. I am committed to it. It's like a second job to me now, you know. I have my other job, and now I have this. And I don't know where it's going to go, but, you know, so far the listener feedback and the friends I've made in the Disney, you know, community, online community, it's all been worth it, you know. You know, if I'm not making a cent, it really doesn't matter at this point. It's just there's other rewards right now.
Yeah, who makes money these days? Did I ask you already what was your favorite moment so far at Mouse Fest? It's your first Mouse Fest, so,
you know. Favorite moment? Gosh, just meeting. I think, you know, just meeting the people within my community that I haven't met face-to-face, just making that connection finally for the first time was really special. And also the people outside of my network, people like all you guys from WWDA, Lou Mangiello, I've talked to him on Skype, I've emailed with him, and it's just really making connection with these people and, you know, getting to meet with them face-to-face. The internet's one thing, but this is special. It really is. You know, it's a good feeling in the way everyone really supports each other, you know. So that's been it. And the sleep deprivation, not liking that. We can you know, do without that. If we can figure out a solution for that, we might have something.
Well, I'm a fan of the Meandering Mouse. I'm a fan of Disney Podcast Network and Jeff.
I appreciate appreciate it.
Nice to see you, buddy.
Mike.
Take care.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Jeff. So I'm going to see if I can grab another podcaster. Mike Smith from Let's Talk About Disney. Mike.
How you doing?
How's it going, buddy?
Voice is gone.
No excuses.
Too much talking.
Too much talking, huh? So what do you think, first Mouse Fest?
This is wild. This is amazing. I wasn't expecting this many people.
Your voice is gone.
Yeah. Well, most of it's from riding Space Mountain and Splash Mountain yesterday with my daughter, so screaming all the way down the hills.
You should get maybe I should talk to Jana. Where is Jana? Hi, Jana. How you doing? I'm not going to take too much of your time. I know you're probably tired. Hi, what do you think of this first Mouse Fest? Your first Mouse Fest.
I think it's crowded. I think it's exciting, and I think if you're not here, you're missing out.
Have you been able to catch? I can look at your eyes, and I can see you've had some sleep deprivation like the rest of us?
Just a little bit. The Christmas party Thursday night, we didn't get in until after midnight, and I'm worn out.
Oh, my
but
God.
It was so fun. I would do it again over and over.
If you had a special favorite moment from this Mouse Fest, what would it be?
A special favorite moment from this Mouse Fest has been, number one, bringing my kids down here. They always come first with me. Number two, meeting Ray and Cindy with the Bare Necessities, us getting together. We've known each other for less than a year or right at a year, and it's like we've known them forever. It's like they're our family, so we're having a really good time, and that's been what's been magical for us is just having a good time together.
Well, I enjoy listening to Let's Talk About Disney, Bare Necessities. I'm a big fan, and I hope I'm a friend now. And I love you guys, and it was great meeting you and Mike, and Cindy and Ray, and looking forward to seeing you every Mouse Fest.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. Mike, take care, buddy.
All right, you too.
All right, let's see who I can find. Oh, one of our, you might say one of our irregulars on Walt Disney World Today, Steve Seifert. What?
I'm not irregular today.
Okay, good. There's a lot of fiber down here. Steve Seifert, ladies and gentlemen, otherwise known as Tiki Man. Steve, your first Mouse Fest, right?
What's that?
Is this your first Mouse Fest?
It is.
What do you think?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Very impressive.
What, it's also your first Mega Mouse meet. Did it meet your expectations?
Way exceeded. Definitely a fun event. You know what? A little too much stuff going on. I don't think I've stopped the whole time I've been here.
Have you slept?
Oh, sleeping. That's a good idea. That would be a good one.
Yeah, that helps. That helps. I can't let you go without asking you what's going on with the Polynesian. Can you give us any news?
Well, yes, there is. A new addition to the Polynesian. Better than the new rooms, better than everything else they've done to it, is they have Dole Whips.
They have Dole Whips?
Dole Whips, that's right. And not only that, but they're bigger than the ones that you get in the Magic Kingdom.
What?
And they cost less.
Really? No. Well, where do you go to get them?
Well, you go to Cap'n Cook's, and it's self-serve. But they're going to be looking out for you. I think they had a wanted poster there that said, don't let this guy serve himself, and make sure he doesn't go past the maximum capacity of the cup. You're like, no putting in your pocket, no putting out your hand, mouth under the machine, anything like that. You can't do that.
So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to do like they did in that Seinfeld episode when Kramer got banned from the grocery store and he sent Jerry in. I'm going to have to send Len Testa in to get me my Dole Whip.
Right. We'll all have fun shirts, though, that said Mike sent me.
Yeah, exactly. and the guy who runs the cast member will look at Testa and says, you two, you're out. You're out. So, what's coming up in 2007, Steve? Anything that we should be hearing about?
Oh, well, yeah, you know, there's going to be a little get-together. We're going to call it Tiki Fest. Just a couple of us get together at the VIP lounge at the Living Seas, have some tikis to give away, carved by the same guy who carved them at the Polynesian.
Oh.
A buffet dinner, open bar, all that good stuff.
When is this?
It's going to be July 29th, 2007.
And if someone wanted to attend, where should they go? Any sites or anything?
Go to my site at tikiman2001.net, and you can check out all the information there. Look at the group rates we got on the rooms. Not quite down to the price of the Pop Century, but it's getting pretty close.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
This should be a good event, though. It's basically just to say thanks to a lot of the people that visit my site and have a good evening and maybe take home some nice prizes.
I got a bone to pick with you because the first time I went to your site, it was so much fun that the next three or four trips
I was staying at the Polynesian, and the best trip, one of the best trips I ever had, was that my wife and I stayed there for 2 weeks, and I kept thinking, you know, it's Seyfried's fault, because you've got a great site, great photos, and it gives you a great flavor as to what the Polynesian is all about. So thank you for your work on your site, and thank you for being an interview here on WW Today.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, buddy.
Well, that's it for MouseFest 2006. This is it for Walter's New World today. We're looking forward to already MouseFest 2007. That'll probably be another year. Before then, the next best opportunity to see us all will probably be in the Magical Meets at Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in July. But I'm definitely looking forward to it already next year. On behalf of Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.